Hello everyone and welcome to the Business Profit Club with me, Nigel T-Best. Si is away at the moment. We've locked him in a basement. He's busy building chatbots. But today's episode, are you ready for machine learning, AI and chatbots? If not, your business, your job and possibly your livelihood and everything you hold dear could be at risk. Today's episode is that important. Let's get to it. Let's get into it. Artificial intelligence. What is it? I mean, sometimes people just sort of go, look, I actually am not too sure what you're even talking about when you talk about AI. Well, think of it like this. AI is the ability of machines or computers to emulate human thinking or decision making. Okay. That sounds fairly innocuous, doesn't it? Human thinking or decision making. Could that help me? Well, let's find out a bit later on. But some people sort of think, I've heard of something called machine learning. All right, machine learning, what's that? Well, this is probably going back to the Alan Turing days in the war, Bletchley Park and his computers that came up that he felt were able to think for themselves. And he had a test to determine whether that they could... whether you felt that they had intelligence. I mean, incredibly clever guy. I know The Imitation Game, the movie, a lot of people have sort of said that's nothing like how it was. The truth be, we will never know because most of the records from the war were destroyed and Alan is no longer around, sadly, to talk us through it. But you've got to think he was pretty clever, pretty smart, and some of the things that he worked on initially are really coming to the fore now, and they are, folks, listen to me, they are all around you now. And if you don't understand it, don't want to get on board, want to put your head in the sand, that's fine. But at the Business Profit Club, we're going to bring things to you where it's going to go, oh my goodness, right, I need to stop dead in my tracks, I need to seriously think about this, and I need to get some help on this. I need this in my business because I now understand which way you're going and what's happening. So machine learning. Okay, let's go back to that. What is it? Well, it's kind of a process by which a computer will use historic data and it'll identify patterns and make decisions without the aid of you or me. So, no human. So, it's going to make decisions based on what it's been given from data. Now, why is data important? Well, and why is AI important? Well, there's so much data out there now that we literally, human beings, cannot comprehend it, cannot do enough with it. We've got to have machine learning, artificial intelligence to make sense of the data. Data is power. Look at all the businesses out there. Why are they valued so high? It's because they have enormous amounts of data. Google know everything about what you're searching for and what you're buying. Amazon is going to hit the scene big time soon. They're doing advertising now. They're doing all sorts to do with it because why? Well, they've got so much buyer information, haven't they? You, me, every man and his dog, we've all used Amazon and it's all being collated. And what's being developed now is the ability to take that data and extract from it useful information. And by useful information, that is predicting your next move, your next purchase, what you might want, what you might like. So people that bought this also like looking at this. We've seen it. That's what's coming. If you are using any social media, you will see that if you interact with something, you get more of it. If you, say, click on a holiday, maybe you've been unfortunate to suffer from Thomas Cook's fallout and you've been looking for other holidays, you probably find that those holidays follow you around the internet and appear as adverts all over the place. This is all using data. Your actions on the internet have been recorded and been noted. All right, they might be anonymous. That's fine. But the data is being collected and then machines are working out what to do with that data in order to make it useful to people who are creating things, selling products, selling services, giving customer service, trying to predict what's going to happen. It's all happening. Now, AI, ability of machines or computers to emulate human thinking or decision making. Machine learning, where it uses historical data to identify patterns and make decisions. Very similar, probably interchangeable. Think of it all as one, probably. But what is a chatbot? So at the Business Profit Club, we talk about chatbots as our AI tool of use, our preferred tool of use. And what are we trying to do with that? Well, a chatbot, what is a chatbot? People say, Nudge, Si, what the hell's a chatbot? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? And what we're talking about is it's an artificially intelligent computer program, okay? Is it true artificial intelligence? Well, it depends how good you are in these things in terms of supplying it with data. So a chatbot really is a program that's designed to communicate with somebody through typically through one of the messenger apps. So be it Messenger from Facebook or WhatsApp or those sort of things, where it's communicating, so having a conversation with you through that in a chatty messenger type way. So if you can imagine, it's almost like you're texting someone, isn't it? It's almost like you're on WhatsApp and Messenger with somebody. And they are often, chatbots are often associated with customer service. So you typically find it on a website's homepage, or it might be an automatic response to somebody inquiring about a business. Yeah, so it's one of these things that chatbots now have the ability to learn what's going on, and from previous conversations and previous language used, you're able to personalize what happens in the future on those conversations. Why is it important? Well, we'll go into that, because if you have a business where you get asked the same old question an awful lot of the time, and you've got to have people answering that question all the time, and those poor people have a very boring majority of their time trying to answer the same thing. If that initial, and think of it on the Pareto basis. So have you heard of the 80-20 rule, where 80% of the inquiries are only worth 20% to your business, but 20% of the inquiries are worth 80% to your business? And it's this thing that 80% of the inquiries are probably based around 4 or 5 simple questions. And if you could answer those automatically, you could focus on the 20% of inquiries that are a little bit more complex, a little bit more detailed, and according to Pareto, will lead to 80% of the profits in your business, or 80% of the sales, or 80% of the customers. You've got to look at this and say to yourself, am I using my staff and my resources, my assets, in the correct way? Am I doing that? Am I focusing things on the right things, or are we repetitively answering some very simple basic questions 8 out of 10 times? If you can automate that, move that to a chatbot using some AI, and this is where we would come in at the Business Profit Club. We talk to you about your business, and we would say, okay, what are the normal questions? What are they asking? What are they trying to get? Okay, well, let's build up some really good answers that leave people, this is customer service, leave people satisfied that they've had a great answer, got some great value, had an issue sorted, a problem solved. And if that's the case, you can then lead them to the next logical step by saying, okay, do you want to find out more? That's what we do. So we help create that initial chatbot that will answer 80% of your typical inquiries. All right. So where does that leave us? Where we've got these sort of think concepts of artificial intelligence, machine learning, and chatbots out there. All right, well, how do you get across to someone that's kind of, I don't really know what you're talking about at the moment. How do you get across the importance of this? Well, let's have a look at some stats. You can't beat some stats, can you? Okay. What about the fact that Google has recently moved from a mobile first approach to an AI first approach? All right, so what they've concentrated in the past, these big organizations have been doing in the past, is making smartphones the gateway to our digital lives. Okay, so you've all got a smartphone, you're all using it. This is where it unlocks your digital life, and big business have been chasing that for a while. But Google is now switching to machine learning. And it's already saying that, look, AI is the future. Yeah. Those companies that fall behind are going to really fall behind the curve. Why is this important? Well, fundamentally, AI and data, as I said earlier, there's so much data, you've got to have AI to interpret what it means and what it means to your business, and also what it can learn. So if we go back, I think we mentioned on a previous podcast episode, when in the old days, if you want to get a computer to recognize, say, a chair, you had to start putting in some what they call hard code. So you'd have to say something like, all right, a chair could have four legs. But then you've got to say, but it could have three, or it could have five, or it could have seven, or it could be on kind of a wheel, or it could be this, it could have arms, it might have no arms, it might have a back, it might have a really high back, it might, and you can see where it goes. You've got to try and code in every example of every type of chair you can think of. Okay, what flipped and turned this on its head recently was the ability to show a computer 10,000 pictures of chairs, and then maybe a whole load of images that are not chairs, and the computer will begin to recognize, right, this is where it gets a bit scary, isn't it? But it will begin to realize what the hell a chair looks like. And therefore, the more data it gets, so if it goes from 10,000 images of chairs to 100,000 images of chairs to a million images of chairs, it will be able to predict what something is in terms of, is it a chair or not, if you showed it an image, with a frightening degree of accuracy very quickly. And given how many pictures of chairs there are out there, you could, and what Google's got in its image files and all the rest of it, that could probably be learnt in an imperceptible fraction of a second. It would probably be able to do that. So, what does that mean? Well, it means that you can't ignore this. If Google's going that way, then ultimately I think we will all be going that way. Essentially, Google has access to so much data. And if you think about, you know, when you do your Google search, your Google search results will come back tailored to you. So if you're in a room of 20 people at the moment, or in your office, your personal Google search results will influence, if you all typed in the same question, it would influence what comes back. So you might not get the same result for, you know, everyone's results in Google, simply because of your data. Now, that is AI in action. If you are talking to Google, so things are going to go onto being able to speak to things. You know, speak your query. So you're not going to type things in. You're going to talk. Alexa, Siri, all these things. This is AI as well. It is understanding, it's recognizing voices, recognizing words. It is then going away and coming back with answers. And it's recognizing whether it got it, gave a good answer or not, whether people went to more questions or not. And it's learning from that. This is AI in action. We're surrounded by it, folks. Surrounded by it. Okay, so where does that leave businesses? Well, Oracle, the enormous computer company, has said, look, computers can now monitor websites, app activity. They're finding out what's going on, and they're being able to sort of look forward and predict. And businesses that use that information are being able to leverage artificial intelligence, and they are going to get efficiency gains, improved service, those sort of things. And what they're saying is 8 out of 10 businesses have already implemented or are planning to adopt AI as a customer service solution by 2020. Okay, if you're in the 2 out of 10 and you haven't thought of chatbots and AI as customer service, listen up, folks. Tune in. Stop multitasking. Put down everything else. You need to listen. This is serious for your business. Can't stress it enough. This is serious. It could be the difference between someone you've never heard of taking all your business or you staying in business. This could be the difference between you losing a job and keeping a job. It could be the difference between you not only keeping a job, but creating a job. Because you're going to need someone with AI experience, or you're going to work with people that have it, that chatbot ability. Listen, it is coming to the point where it's already here. But if I said it was already here, you wouldn't believe me. But if I kind of talk about it and then say it's all around you, you might kind of go, geez, I think I need to know more. Okay, well, how about this? How about this? Gartner, a firm that's done a survey here, have said that AI bots, so artificial intelligence, chatbots, bots, will power 85% of customer service interactions by 2020. Have a look at your watch, have a look at your calendar, open up your smartphone, check where you are at the moment. 2020 is not far away. Yeah, this is how fast it's happening. So, smartphones, everyone's connected. It's created a generation of people that are always there. They're always looking at it. You know, we can order stuff from Amazon, get it on Prime, watch movies. Netflix will make recommendations based on AI of what you've been doing. You can do your banking. You can engage with companies who have chatbots already there. Think about it. Should your customers be able to interact with you? They damn well should. And what's the beauty of a chatbot? Just going off at a slight tangent. Okay, chatbot doesn't need to go to the toilet, doesn't need to go for a lunch break, doesn't want a holiday, doesn't need to leave at 5 o'clock, doesn't want to ignore different time zones. If you're a global player and you're working in different time zones, it is going to be there. And if you've got, you know, these biggest brands, if they're all using it, look, folks, next layer down, this is you and me here, small, medium, size enterprise. We've got to get this. You've got to get out there and find out more. We can help you. By all means, just get in touch with us. But this is a way you engage with your customers and you drive engagement, because it's very simple. It's conversational. It's like texting. It's like being on WhatsApp. And why is that important? Well, I think it's up to about 70% of people now are not downloading new apps, and they are using Messenger or messaging type apps as their preferred way of talking to each other. You know, have you seen the younger generation these days? If the phone rings, they nearly have a dicky fit because they're not too sure what goes on. What, you've got to talk to someone? That's ridiculous. Exactly. Most customer-facing businesses either have or are thinking about deploying chatbots. You know, if you're not, then you think about it. Are you going to deal with someone where you can get an answer from a chatbot because you worked late and you want the answer at 9 o'clock at night? Or are you going to go to a company where when you try and do that, they say phone is during office hours? Exactly. You're going to go to that company that can answer your question anytime, day or night. If you are dynamic with your customers, they are going to win the day. So, what does that mean? Well, Accenture, so they're a big management consultant company. They reckon that AI tech will increase business productivity by up to 40%, but that's in the next kind of 15 years. I think that's a bit of a woolly one, but what they're saying is those that can combine AI and then strategically use human resources as well are probably going to have the greatest increase in productivity. Yeah. So, what else have we got here? I'm just looking through my stats here. In fact, you know when we were talking about voice searches? So, I don't know if you've done it. So, for any of you listening with an Alexa, hey, Alexa, see if it opens up. Play me some music. No, I don't know if that'll really work, but you never know. Anyway, 40% of adults apparently are now using voice to search for something at least once a day. That is a scary amount of time, isn't it? Now, what does that mean? Well, it means that you need to get your skills, your Alexa skills out there, and you need to register one of the skills so that when people say customer service, you come up near the top. Now, if you're thinking what the hell's going on, you're probably too late and you probably missed most of the skills. So just relax and just concentrate on trying to do the best you can with what's left. Okay, because big business are spending millions, if not billions, on this. So you can't compete, but you can compete at your level with your customers. And your customers are going to be spoiled by the big business experience, and they're going to want the same thing from you on a smaller scale. Okay, so here we go. Right, by next year, this is incredible. But what they call these companies are insight-driven businesses. So these are ones where people are looking at the data, analyzing the data, and saying, right, this data is telling us something. What is it telling us? And for those people that can gain the insights from what the data is telling them, it says here that Forrester, who've done a survey of this or an estimation, have said that there's going to be 1.2 trillion per annum is going to be snaffled up by these insight-driven businesses over their less informed counterparts. So 1.2 trillion, that's not to be sneezed at. That's a healthy sum of money. Whether that's actually 1.2, 1.5, 0.8, that is an enormous sum of money. And that is what they're saying is the people that can be bothered to look at the data or use AI to get the data, they are going to have a big, big advantage. Listen up, folks. Put down the remote control. Take the donut out of your mouth. Grab a pen and paper. Let's go old school on this. And write down, I need to find out more. You do. And you can get in touch with us and we can help you out on that for sure. Because, you know, this is, where are we living? Right, we're living in the age of the customer, aren't we? The customer is king. We've always heard that. But we're living in the age where the customer... have you seen all these surprise and delight moments on social media where somebody's done something and the customer's had an experience that they weren't too pleased with, but the response from the business has been amazing. And that gets, you know, you can get some viral content there as people sort of go, wow, look at this, look at this. Now, that doesn't necessarily have a long-term effect on the business because it's kind of a one-hit wonder and there isn't really a brand build on that. But what you've got there is, on the opposite side of things, if you cock up your customer service, you can also go viral on that, and that can have some brand damage. Okay, so this is an age where the customer really is in control or has a lot of power here, and you've got to be able to do it. Now, one of the things that we've noticed as we see the market is the responses that people are getting for good customer service as opposed to poor customer service is the ability to answer the questions pretty quickly. I saw that one of the presidential candidates had been trying to get some service sorted and they were staggered that they had no response after 90 minutes or 4 hours or 5 hours, and they were going, this is really poor. We are in a world where the customer expects an answer straight away. Now, if they make that query at midnight, that is not going to get explained in that viral post saying your company is rubbish at sorting customers' problems. So how do you sort a customer problem when they query it at midnight and you're asleep? AI chatbots. That's how. Because if you've got something set up whereby people's queries come in and they can initially be answered by that, and don't forget that 8 out of 10 queries can probably be answered on automatic because they're frequently asked questions, then you can do with something. You can deal with it. If you give a initial response and say, oh, that sounds a little bit more interested, okay, look, we'll get onto that when you know, the team get back in the morning or whatever it is. At least people know. They've had that acknowledgement, that recognition, and that notice that something's going to get done. That's what people want. What's the one thing that people hate? Communication blackouts, black holes where you get nothing. That's what's scary. And that's what you've got to be able to do for your business. So, I don't know. How are you feeling about this, folks? Is this good stuff? If you're now thinking, oh my goodness, this is all way too much, I don't know where to begin. All right, that's all right. If you're thinking, I'm not too sure how this affects me, I'll give you an example. If you're thinking to yourself, I need some help, that's fine, we can sort that. If you're thinking to yourself, this is incredibly exciting, good. If you're thinking to yourself, wow, what an opportunity, good. If you're thinking to yourself, oh my goodness, I can overtake all my competitors and basically steal all the customers, good. You're thinking along the right lines. Because you'll have some people who hear of AI and just panic, and you'll have other people who'll hear of AI and go, right, how can I make that work for me and make a success of it as a result of using it? Perfect. And that's what you got to do, folks. You got to just say, look, this is the way of the world. I can't change it. What I can do is embrace it and go with it and try and adapt it for my purposes. Yeah. If we think of another stat here, it says in America, they reckon that companies are losing $75 billion a year with poor customer service. Now, I don't know how they calculate that, but that's from a company called New Voice Media. And what they're saying there is, you're going to have people who, you know, when they make the query any time, day or night, and there isn't someone there to answer it, that poor customer service, perceived poor customer service, I mean, in the old days, you'd never expect, you know, the bank shut at about 3 and, you know, there was no Sunday trading, not a lot opened on a Saturday, and we are half day closing on a Wednesday, for goodness sake. So, you know, what a change in a generation or so. We've gone to 24/7 worldwide consumerism and customer service being answered straight away. So you'll see that customer service is done on Twitter, and they will, and I've done it, and I've had a really prompt response, and it is a real bonus. So if you're not using these techniques and these tools out there to the best of your ability for your customer service, what you probably won't be able to measure is how many people you lost, because you never knew you had them in the first place. But you may have had new customers that tried and have bounced, gone from you without you even realizing. What you need to do is use AI chatbots and these tools that are out there so that you know how many people have inquired. And then if you convert very few of them, you know there's a problem in the process between someone making an inquiry and you making the sale. What is that flow? And we can talk you through that. We can go through the principles of how you market and whether that message is making people engage with you or turning people off. So you've got to be aware of this. You've got to also be aware that if you, if money's tight and you're spending a lot of money on acquiring customers, think to yourself, what am I doing to the customers I've already got? This is where chatbots can be so powerful. So listen in, folks. If you have customers already, what are you doing at the moment to re-engage with those customers? Could you, in the next 5 minutes, send 100 of your best customers a message that said you had a special offer? And do that in the next 5 minutes. Could you do that? If the answer is no, then you are not using things correctly. Because we could do that on your behalf if you said to us, Nige, Psy, I want to send out a message with an offer to my top 100 people, those people that have got to this point in the past as a customer. I want you to send it to them first with this little message saying, I've got a great offer. Are you interested? Yes, no. And I want to see how many people say yes, how many people say no, and how many people haven't read it yet. The answer is we could do that. And we could do that in a matter of minutes. If you can't do that at the moment, then you are what they would call behind the curve. And you need to think, are my competitors doing that? So what's the benefit to you? The benefit to you of you using AI is incredible connectivity with your customer, building customer loyalty like you could not believe a few years ago. It is reducing your marketing costs from chasing constant new customers to re-engaging with your current customers, getting them to buy more and more frequently. It is slashing your marketing costs whilst potentially doubling your sales. That's what we're talking about here, folks. That is what we're talking about. So, when you are thinking to yourself, okay, how do I use a chatbot? Well, how about this for an example? So let's just take a restaurant owner as the first one. So you're small, independent. You know quite a lot of the people that come in on a regular basis. And you might know the first names, you might know the whole name, but you wouldn't necessarily know a great deal else about them. You might have a great memory and be able to name a few people and the dishes that they always order. You might remember a few of them that have come in for a birthday party. You might remember a few of them always come in with their partner or with a group or with kids. You might know a few of these things. But have you got that written down anywhere? Have you got that information, that data? Is it building up anywhere? And when I've spoken to, when me and I've been out and talked to restaurant owners, talked to business owners, the answer is no. They don't actually know who their customer is. Wow, what an opportunity missed. Because here's the thing. If when somebody came to your restaurant, if you got them to engage with a chatbot, and we can show you how to do that in a matter of seconds. If they engage with the chatbot, that chatbot could ask a few very simple questions about that person and what they were doing there at the restaurant. And it might be that there's four people at the table and four people can all give an answer. So not the person that made the booking on behalf of everyone else. You could engage with every person that turned up. And what are they going to be talking about? What are you going to ask them? What are you going to say? Hey, have you enjoyed it? Because what the restaurants really depend upon, they depend upon great reviews. Have you noticed on how there's so much in the press about how rivals are managing to spike and put in nasty reviews for to try and bring other companies, other restaurants down? I know, it's terrible. But they can do that. That's what they're trying to do. All right, is this a problem? Yes, it is, because you want good reviews and you want to be in charge of your reviews and you want to make sure that you understand your reviews. How do you do that? Well, what if you engage with people so that they were using their smartphone and you popped up a couple of questions? Have you enjoyed it? Really great to see you. Could you tell me, out of 5 stars, how many stars would you have given tonight's meal? And they rate it. And then you could say, how's your waiter or waitress? What, how was the service? And they could rate that. And what did you think of the restaurant? Did you, you know, the ambience, the atmosphere? And you could rate that. Now, as soon as they've done that, what are you gathering? You're gathering data. What can you do with that? You can analyze it. And you can use AI, machine learning, chatbots, various ways to analyze that data. So what? You've got some data. You're thinking, so what? Well, how about this? If people consistently put 4 or 5 stars, so they enjoyed all aspects of it, how about you lead them by the hand to where the review site is, even give them the ability to just touch on their messenger app to send them to that review site so they could write that review and prompt them to say, oh, would you mind sharing your 5-star review with others, please? That's a good thing, isn't it? That might get might encourage you to get a few, or encourage people to give a few more 5-star reviews. That boosts your business because that puts you up the rankings. What about those people who maybe didn't enjoy it? Well, maybe the food was great. Maybe the ambience was great. Maybe the service was poor. How about if that combination triggered you to get an alert? So you could actually, as the owner of that business, then go back to the person and say, look, hey, I see you didn't like the customer service. I'd love to know a little bit more. Could you tell me what it was? And you give them maybe a few questions. You know, was it their attitude? Were they slow? Were they fast? Were they, you know, did they ask you for drinks? You know, what was it? And you can analyze what it was. Now, that's giving you data as well. And how about this? If they'd been sent straight to the review site, they may well have said, yeah, the food was all right, but the service was appalling because they've had a bad experience. What if you managed to intercept that, really got to know them, had a chat with them and said, look, I'd love you to come back because I think you've had a bad experience. I really feel bad about it. Come back, have a glass of Prosecco. You know, let's have a chat. I'd love to welcome you back. We've got a new menu coming out next week. Here's the booking thing. Let's get you back in. How do you think that might affect the person's thought process about the customer service? Yeah, absolutely. It's going to restore faith in them, isn't it? A little bit, you know, that somebody's listened to the complaint and they're going to do something about it. And you get given a bit of an ethical bribe to come back and try it again. Maybe it's a bottle of wine. Maybe it's a sweet or a starter or something. Something to get the person back and engaged. This is what you can do. Now, that's really good for reviews. And that's really good for something like a restaurant business or any business. What about if you ask the question, so you came to us for a meal. Was it a birthday, another type of celebration, or you just fancied a meal out? What's the point of that question, you're probably thinking? Well, if they respond and say it was a birthday, you could say, oh, was it yours or someone else? They could say, well, it was someone else, actually. Okay, that's great. Really glad you came, and can't wait till it's your birthday. We'll see you soon. And you're probably thinking, well, that was fairly pointless. Or was it? Because you've gathered data there about someone in your group or someone in that person's group who had a birthday. So fast forward, say, 47, 48, 49 weeks. And that birthday's going to be rolling around again. How many times have you ever been thinking to yourself, do you know what? We need to go out, celebrate so-and-so's birthday again. Where should we go? And everyone goes, oh, God, where should we go? Oh, I don't know. I don't know. If something has just popped up on your phone over the last couple of weeks saying, we know you had a great time for your friend's birthday. We know it's going to be coming up again. How about you come back and enjoy a meal with us and have a bottle of wine on the house to toast the happy occasion? What about the conversation then around the water cooler or at the club or in the pub or whatever with your friends when you sort of go, hey, look, it was a good meal, wasn't it, last night? Yeah, right, let's go back. Oh, look, the booking app is attached to it. So you say, yeah, I'd love to come back. Up pops the booking app. Oh, look, the booking app is here. Oh, look, we can book a table for 6, 7 o'clock, all right, for everyone? Yeah, all right, we're in. Not only has it got rid of the hassle of booking somewhere for your friend's birthday, but it's been done and you've secured them coming back to you. That's why you ask those questions. So you need to think to yourself now, whatever business you're in, what are the questions I should be asking of my customers so that I can preempt, predict, and delight them in terms of welcoming them back, giving them a reward for being a loyal customer, tempting them back. That's what you should be doing. Gather all that data. And next time they come in, you ask the question, say, oh, are you here for the first time or a repeat customer? Repeat customer, they get slightly different questions. And then you can start building that data. And as that data builds up, you begin to know more and more and more about your customers. You might even ask some questions about what they ate, what they really liked, how would they rate things, what's not on the menu that they remember from last time, what were they looking forward to eating that isn't in season. All this information is data, folks. And this is where you are going to, in an age where you've got to be sharp, you've got to be ahead of the curve, you've always got to predict what people are wanting and thinking. This is how artificial intelligence, machine learning, chatbots are going to help you and your business. And that's what we do. So that's what this episode has been about, is looking at the stats saying, hey, 2/3 or more of people like messaging apps. So why not talk to people in messaging apps? Artificial intelligence bots will power 85% of customer service interactions by 2020. 8 out of 10 businesses have implemented or planning to adopt things. Artificial intelligence, you know, the investment going into it is billions. Productivity is going to go up if you use it correctly. 40% of adults are doing voice searches, you know, and those people that use insight-based analysis are going to take sales from those who don't. Listen, I said listen an awful lot during this episode, but I hope you appreciate why. because we want to help you double your sales, create customer loyalty, and slash your marketing costs in one go using AI chatbots. And I hope you've enjoyed that episode there. That was pretty heavy. That was heavy. Oh, I needed Sci here to lighten it up a bit. But I hope that's been useful to you and it's just opened your mind and just made you pause and think, do you know what? This chatbot, I think I need to know more about it. And you can. Get in touch with us. I'll put something in the show notes. But if you get in touch with me, Nigel at businessprofitclub.co.uk, we'll send you something out that is a really useful little engagement tool to show how a chatbot can work and how interesting and engaging it can be. And let's talk about it. But coming up in some more podcast episodes, we're going to be talking about how you can use chatbots and AI when you are networking and how you can make networking work for you. Because on these cold, dark, wet winter evenings, autumnal evenings, getting up early and go to those networking events, going out late and going to those networking events, when you get nothing from it, you do question, why am I doing this? Well, we've got a solution that'll just make that the absolute reason why you have to do it, because you will be networking on steroids. It will be unbelievable, the difference, but that's coming up in another episode. But for now, from me, Nigel T. Best, we'll have Sci back next time. But thank you so much for your time listening to the Business Profit Club. We always enjoy reviews. So get yourself to iTunes, leave us a review, and we'll give you a shout out next time. We're on the Business Profit Club podcast. Until then, bye for now. Thank you so much for listening to the Business Profit Club. If you've enjoyed it, go to businessprofitclub.co.uk or share this podcast, review it, send it out, tell all your friends. If you haven't enjoyed it, keep dumb. Cheers for now.